from the Michigan Cannabis Coalition, Matt Marsden. You kind of surprised some people earlier this week. Your group did. It looked like there was going to be a petition given to the Board of Canvassers, and at the last minute, it was kind of taken back. What happened, Matt?
Well, I just think that there was a technical change that needed to be done literally in one sentence, and the legal team wanted to make sure that it was exactly airtight and perfect, and I think they were reviewing it that morning and said, you know what, I think we can make an improvement in this particular sentence, and so let's pull it back rather than have them approve something that may have needed to be fixed down the road. So they're resubmitting that language today, and we'll look for the Board of Canvassers to reschedule a meeting for us next week.
So that will go in today?
Yeah, we'll go in today. That's correct.
All right, so what is – now, there's three different groups, yours included, that are looking for marijuana legalization. What is in yours? What are the specifics?
Well, the specifics of ours are is we essentially take and create the Michigan control – or the Cannabis Control and Revenue Act. And what it does, in essence, is create a Michigan Cannabis Control Board, which is comprised of five members, three of them appointed by the governor with agricultural backgrounds. And then the other two at-large members, one appointed by the Speaker and one appointed by the Senate Majority Leader, would help set up and propagate and manage all of the rules and regulations in terms of the growth, cultivation, and sale of marijuana to people that are 21 years of age and older, and enforce the use of this marijuana in the privacy of one's own home. So what we're trying to do here is basically regulate it for people that are 21 years of age and older. A cultivation facility license would allow you to grow in industrial zoned areas or agriculturally zoned areas only. A retail license would allow you to set up a retail shop anywhere commerce is done as long as it's 1,250 feet from any primary or secondary education facility. Retail can't do business with retail, but they can do business with the cultivation facility. And what we believe here at the coalition is that this is an inevitability more than likely, that it's going to come to Michigan at some point. Or if it doesn't come to Michigan, it's going to come to one of the states next door to us. And if we want to make sure that we're able to control our own destiny and to establish good, solid, sound regulation and have the legislature set a fair tax rate that will generate revenue. By the way, the revenue for ours, for ours is directed into three areas. It must be delivered to education, public safety, and public health. I think this is kind of unique from the public safety standpoint because it would, in fact, create the first public safety line item revenue stream in the state budget. One does not currently exist right now.
Okay.
And hopefully they can use that money to do other things that are of good use to the community.
All right. So with that, and what would be a fair tax rate in your assessment?
I'm not gonna try to lay that out for the legislature.
Okay.
I think we elect folks to govern. I think that they know and understand the tax rates well enough as elected officials to go ahead and set something that's fair enough so as not to create a black market by setting it too high, but enough to generate revenue that can be dedicated to those three areas. And I think that, you know, it's important that we stress the regulation part of this and that falling on the heels of the Cannabis Control Board, which would operate much in the same way as the Michigan Gaming Board does or the Liquor Control Commission does presently under the state in terms of managing and regulating liquor and gambling and other things that maybe not everybody agrees with. But what we think is unique about this is that it is one of the last agricultural products that we might be able to tap for revenue without having to go to the taxpayers and say, we need to raise your taxes to do these things. And if you don't want to participate with it, you don't have to buy it. And if you do want to participate and purchase it, you will be paying a tax for it, but that tax will benefit the general public of Michigan.
We're talking with Matt Marsden from the Michigan Cannabis Coalition. So there are two other groups that are looking to do similar things. Was it important for one to be first? Or...
I think that the other two groups are out there, you know, talking about wanting to do this and are looking at doing it. I think that on the one side is I would say more the patient rights care folks, and I think that they are a little more focused on repealing some of the criminal elements of the marijuana felonies, whereas we don't know that's really is palatable to a general election voting public in November. And I think that the other group is what I would refer to as more of a big box monopoly group that basically wants to say, you know, these are the people that have, either four licenses, and here are the four people that can grow, and everybody's going to have to buy their marijuana from just those four growers.
Okay.
We take a more free market approach where we want to say to people, look, if you have the ability and you have the wherewithal to obtain a cultivation license, you're not a felon, and you have the ability to grow marijuana and set up a relationship with a retail facility and deliver that product, then we're creating businesses. And when we're creating businesses, we're creating new industries. And let's say that there's a lot of things that go, a lot of components that go into the cultivation of marijuana, whether it be the industrial irrigation or the industrial lighting side of things or the security, the distribution side of things, the person behind the cash register selling the product to the customer. All of those are jobs. All of those are creating work and money and good-paying jobs to folks. And we're using spaces like industrial space that may sit empty right now by putting a business on it, which I think is good for reinventing Michigan. I think that also we've heard the governor of late discuss the prison population and his concerns about that. I think this addresses that issue. I think we were going to find far less people being put incarcerated for small marijuana crimes. When we do that, we lower the prison population. And, you know, in Colorado, I think the first 6 months they were there, they saved between $25 and $60 million in law enforcement costs enforcing, minor offenses for marijuana.
Yeah, and that's my question, Matt. How much information have you been able to glean from the states that have already legalized marijuana to try to build your case and to build a base of information?
I think it was extremely helpful for us to be able to look at all the states from Oregon to Colorado to Washington State to some of the other medical marijuana side of things. And I want to stress one point, too, about our language is that we hold medical marijuana harmless. In our language. So if you're a patient or you're a caregiver that is currently receiving medical marijuana, this bill in no way, shape, or form changes anything that you are currently doing. Okay, this is, you would keep doing exactly what it is you're doing. It would allow for the medical grower to diversify, if you will, and have a commercial side that is taxed and then have the medical side, which would not be taxed. But see, we learned a lot of things from other states, and I think that we put a lot of those important points into our bill to make it and pick and choose what worked and what didn't work at the other states. And, you know, again, it's up to the legislature to set the tax rate, so the conversation on how much revenue the state would get out of this remains to be seen, but I think we can tell that we would generate anywhere from $200 to $800 million possibly in taxable revenue off of roughly 12.4% of the state that might choose to use marijuana recreationally and purchase it with that tax.
All right, Matt Martson, thank you much. So that's going to go in front of the canvassers, and they should have a decision probably early next week?
That's the hope. That's the hope there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate that.
Thanks. Sounds good. Matt Martson from the Michigan Cannabis Coalition. It's Kalamazoo's Morning News. It's 590 WKZO.